Here's your host, Alex Garrett.
All right, well, on this podcast tonight, I want to talk a little bit about forward motion and kinetic energy. I feel like they're connected, right? And adaptability comes when we move forward. We have to move forward in our day. We have to move forward in our lives. That's why the last year being locked in was very difficult, because we're used to being mobile. We're used to adapting to circumstances. We had to adapt to not being forward moving. We had to adapt to literally kind of just being. And yes, just being helped us emotionally renew, as we talked about the other night. God helps us emotionally renew. We know that, and we knew, and I believe that that's what the pandemic helped us with. But there's also the idea that God helps those who move forward, who, now that they have an opportunity to move forward, do move forward. Who, that when they see things are kind of in a standstill, how do we get the ball rolling? I think the cavemen had an incredible idea with the wheel, and they got that wheel moving, right? They got that energy, that forward motion. And what did that wheel become? It became a car. And what did us walking become? Well, it became running, and then became just moving forward. But I think the best option of moving forward was getting that wheel made, and then that wheel moving forward. Because when that wheel started moving forward, the idea clicked. Let's make a, you know, Flintstones kind of car. Now we're making automotive cars. Whatever you think of the automation cars, it's a damn ways away from the original caveman-made wheel. Okay, it inspired that generation to keep rolling. And then that rolling turned into what, the wagons, horse-drawn carriages. Then Henry Ford and the what was it, his Model T, right? That's where it developed even more. But with the idea to move forward with that wheel, created commerce, created business, created transactions, created travel at a very young age in this world, not just country, in this world. So forward motion can help us. If you ever feel stuck in a situation, why am I bringing all this up? Because today I was stuck in a situation where I had to really get out of the house and get moving. So instead of just being on my phone for the next 10 minutes, instead of being on my phone for the next half hour, instead of being on my phone playing around, putzing around, if you will, I said, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get dressed, I'm going to move forward. That forward motion was blessed by God. You know why? Because I got the trains when I was supposed to get them. Now, it hit a little traffic. Yes, it did. But I believe I caught the trains I was meant to catch, the subways, I mean, because we moved it forward. I moved it forward. I got my wheels in gear. Literally, I got my rollerblade in gear, and I said, I'm moving. And that movement can be recognized by Him. Because when you move forward, He will help you move forward. But you know what they say? You got to buy the lotto ticket first. I think we can apply that to so many different avenues. That lotto ticket may not actually be a lotto ticket. I don't condone gambling, whatever, or addiction, if you have addiction to gambling or scratch-offs. But the lotto ticket, to me, is just moving the ball forward, getting the ball rolling, all those cliches. And so because I decided to not be on my phone, not waste time, not, procrastinate, things moved forward. I got here when I needed to in New York City for a 10-hour day, by the way. 10-hour day. And I'm still, I'm not on fumes, but I'm still fired up to talk to you on this podcast tonight. Because what I've been holding in all day is this idea of kinetic energy, of motion, of moving forward. And when you put your own body in motion to move forward, things and inertia will move forward with you. I do believe, and today I felt it the most, that inertia will carry you forward. And you can bring that inertia too. Now, if you're a scientist out there, feel free to email me, alex@alexgnyc.com. If you're a physicist out there, feel free to email saying you don't know what you're talking about. You're way off the beam here. You're not knowing what inertia is, but I think I am. I think I know that inertia and kinetic energy and forward motion are all connected. But we can create the inertia. The Earth doesn't have to create it for us. We can create it. We can adapt ourselves and literally adapt and create through kinetic energy, through forward motion. Because when we move ourselves forward, the Earth will move with us. I saw that today. I said, I'm not going to be wasting time on my phone. I'm going to move out. I got to get going. I can't look at the train time. I just got to get to the subway. How many times are you stuck watching out for the subway times just on your phone, wondering, can I make it? Instead of saying, let me get myself in gear and make the subway. I find I do that too. I find I'm looking at the times. Okay, how am I going to do this? Strategizing. But so much strategy could lead to failure still because you didn't actually move forward. You didn't actually get on the go. You didn't actually create the inertia to get you to where you needed to go. And today I changed that. And I felt like it was the first time in a while I actually stood up, said, I'm not going to look at the times. I'm going to make the time happen by just getting going. And guess what? When I got to Parsons Boulevard on my rollerblade, straight roll, by the way, speeding down the hill with caution, don't worry. The subway was 1 minute away, and I felt that is because I was moved to move forward, and because I took God's instinct to move forward, the train was coming. The subway was right there. Same with when I got upstairs and I got the E-train all the way downtown to World Trade Center. There was some real energy there. Real inertia. The wind at my back, if you will. And so tonight I take this podcast and say, we don't have to rely on other things to help us, to make us adapt. We can adapt ourselves. Tonight I take Adapting with Alex Garrett podcasting to say, we don't have to wait. In fact, waiting will not bring us the right energy, the right motion, the right kinetic energy. Kinetic, connected, I think everything is connected here. I think if your brain and your body and your mind, you get it all connected, you will move the world and the Earth for yourself. Thanks be to God, of course. But still, you can move it and move it forward for yourself. You can create the inertia. I feel like today, for one of the first times in my life, I created inertia. Because I was like, let me do this. And all of a sudden, everything became in alignment, became connected. The kinetic energy connected me to that subway because I said, I'm not going to look at what's on my phone. I'm going to just roll it out. Do you ever have trouble blocking out things to move it forward? Do you ever have trouble finding that connection in whatever you're trying to make? But then when you put your energy to it, your inertia to it, your body to it, your soul to it even, it can be connected for once and for all to the betterment of yourself and maybe the person you're trying to connect with, maybe the job you're trying to connect to. Maybe even the subway you're trying to connect to. It's like a magnetism. When you create your own inertia, you magnetize things to be connected. When you create your kinetic energy and utilize it, move it forward, like that wheel the caveman made that became now an automated vehicle, then yes, you are creating it, the energy yourself. We talk about creatives, we talk about influencers, we talk about the influencer sphere, we talk about the creative sphere. We may be creating content, but how many times do you feel like you're creating your own energy? How many times do you feel like your kinetic energy is rightfully moving you forward? How many times do you feel like you create kinetic energy and forward motion and not sitting back and waiting? They say good things those come to those who wait. Well, I learned today that good things also come to those who create their energy, who create their inertia, who create their forward motion and literally move things forward, push things through. So what are you going to do? Are you going to push things through? Are you going to be motivated to get on your rollerblade, not physical, but metaphorical rollerblade, and move things forward? And not sit back and wait for the time to come? Not sit back and wait and see if an ambassadorship can happen for you, but go out and apply to it? I think what this pandemic has not helped with is the whole idea of applying yourself. We've all literally had to be inside and we had to stop moving forward. We had to stop applying ourselves and going out there. And maybe that was a good thing. Maybe we renewed ourselves. Maybe God did definitely renew us in this time. But maybe also he renewed us with an energy of creating our own energy, with empowering us to create our own inertia, our own momentum, our own vibrations. What if we stopped looking for the good vibes and start creating our good vibes? What if we stopped looking for the right opportunity and made the right opportunity? What if we stopped looking and started making? We're always swiping right, swiping left, and we're always trying to create the next best thing that could go viral. Because we don't know maybe how to create our motion ourselves. We rely on validation. Now, I admit, I love creating content. There's no doubt about it. I love doing a podcast. But today, that roll your sleeves up energy, I felt it again. I felt that get up and go spirit. And that's the feeling I want to feel every day. And maybe one good experience can help me do it daily, yearly, monthly, whatever. But it doesn't start by just sitting down. It starts at least by standing up. You know, I'm thinking of Ben Hogan, right? Ben Hogan, a man that needed forward motion to get along the golf course, a man that needed a walk because that's the requirement on the golf course, right? You got to walk hole to hole in these major championships. You can't take a golf cart. You can't use an injury. You have to power through your injury. But where did Ben Hogan start his resurgence, his revival? He started by just standing up after his car crash. He started by just standing on his legs and saying, let me try and gain strength in it. He didn't sit down and wait. He might have had to, but when he could, he stood up. So we're creating our energy and our inertia just by standing up, just by moving forward. Okay, and then there's another aspect to this. Because Michael Jordan, a man, you know, who won all those championships. But, you know, when he got injured when he was very young, he actually, this was unbelievable. He went back to UNC. No one knew about this on the Bulls. To rehab his leg himself. He regained his strength by going to UNC and doing it himself. Under the... What? Under the dark of night, if you will. But he did it. And he gained his strength. He gained his inertia. He gained his momentum. Yeah, creating momentum scientifically is great. But what if God created us to bring our own momentum, our own energy, our own inertia into the world and almost magnetically have it all connect? And almost magnetically have it all connect, have it all align because we brought ourselves into it. Because that is God's ultimate goal, to have us for ourselves, to have us take care of ourselves through his inspiration, through his guidance, through his intuitions he feeds us. I'm not trying to be preachy here, but I'm just saying today changed me a little bit more than I thought. Today changed my realizations. Because I subconsciously create my inertia, I guess. I subconsciously think I'm moving forward. But when I'm intentionally, when I'm mindfully moving forward, creating that energy to move forward and adapting through my own will instead of just waiting for the external circumstance for making me react, I react myself. There's a big difference. And then you're rewarded for reacting yourself and not waiting. You're rewarded for taking initiative, grabbing bull by the horns. You know how it all goes, those sayings go. But we're rewarded for that. Because in the end of the day, the bottom line of all those cliches is that we created our own energy. We grabbed the bull by the horns because we wanted to, and we create our own energy. We create our forward motion. We created our kinetic energy. No one else could do that for us. But because we decided to take the initiative and grab the bull by the horns, that in our own ways, underlying it all, is saying, we're going to create our energy today. We're going to create our kinetic energy today. We're going to create our magnetism today for people to magnetize to us, for the world to gravitate toward us. Every once in a while, I think we all get that feeling. Yeah, the world's really clicking. The world's really aligning for me. The stars are aligned, if you will. How's that happen? Because subconsciously, we move the ball forward. We intentionally wanted to make the connections, and we did. Not subconsciously, but intentionally. And when we do it more intentionally, we feel good about ourselves. We feel excited. We feel like, yes, this is what he's called me to do as well. So let's stop waiting for the external validation. Let's stop waiting for the external circumstances to determine our lives and get our lives determined self-willfully. That makes any sense. Self-determinedly. Self-made, if you will. We can do it. We don't rely on the artificial ideas that the time frames that we have to keep up for ourselves to get there. Yes, we need to make times. I agree. But we can also, well before that, determine to make these times because we set the journey ourselves. We didn't let rushing happen because we set the journey ourselves. We confidently, we consciously, we clearly, you know, mindfully, clearly set out and said, we're going to do this. We're not going to wait around. So what do we do for a year and a half? We have literally waited around for restrictions to be lifted. And now the restrictions are lifted, are we going to keep waiting or are we going to finally grab our own bull by the horns? We have been waiting a year and a half to grab life by its, you know, whatever you want to say. And now's our chance to do it. 70% nearly are vaccinated. Let's just call it that. But now's our chance to do it. So let's not sit around and wait. Let's live for the moment. Responsibly. But let's not let life determine our journey. Let's determine our journey ourselves. We have been waiting to do this. And now that we do, we're getting freedom to do what we want. And are we getting sucked into the time frames again of trying to meet this deadline or meet this schedule? Or are we going to make our own timelines and say, you know what? Now is the time to make our own journey. Now is our time to make our own kinetic energy. Now is our time to make the connections happen. Now is a great time to build for ourselves. We don't have to wait to build. We can build it now. We don't have to wait for something else. We can do it. We can build our own motion. We can build our own momentum. Because that's how life gets done. Through kinetic energy, through forward motion, through following our instincts, through listening to God, and through just doing. Nike's famous phrase is just do it. And today I hadn't felt that phrase more so than I ever did. Because when you do it, you find the results, the rewards you're looking for, like making a Subway. like not turning on that stupid app to try and see what train you're going to make. Just make the subway. You can do it. You can do it. I believe in you. I believe in us in 2021. I believe that the Roaring Twenties are here, the ones we were trying to find. And now's the time to create that energy we want and not wait around. Because we've been sitting around for a year and a half waiting for our leaders to decide for us. And now that they are kind of getting out of our way again, thank God, we can connect, we can make kinetic energy, we can formulate our own plans, and we need to do it to the best we can. Yes, take time to do your work, but also take time to make your own energy to get to work. Make your own path to make your life easier. Get up and go. And let's not wait till the last minute. That's not what we did the last year and a half for. Because the last year and a half stopped us from waiting till the last minute. Actually slowed us down from waiting till the last minute. Now we have a sense of time. We've been giving that opportunity to sense what a lot of time is. So are we going to use that sense of having a lot of time just to crunch it down to the last minute? I don't think so. I don't think that's what this last year and a half was meant to be. I think it was meant to adapt on our own terms. Adapt with our own energies. Adapt in 2021 the way we want to. What is the twisted sister say? We're not going to take it? I want to change that. We can also make it. We can make it in 2021. We can create our own year. After having the year dictated to us, we can finally make our own year. It's exciting to think about, but it's a serious matter too. So let's make our own year. Let's make our own life plan. Let's not get sucked up in the last minute hustle. Because if anything the last year has told us, it said, we can make our own time. We can do it tomorrow. We can, there was that kind of feeling of there was always tomorrow. Now, we're getting back into real life. And I'm not saying have that there's always tomorrow energy, because also life is fragile. But I'm saying build your own path now. You're given a time to do it. You're given the time. You're given the sense of time that we haven't ever felt before, because we've always been in a rush. But having that sense of time, having that kind of lax nature can also be applied to the real life. Say, let's be so relaxed that we can take our path to work in a timely manner, so we're not rushing upstairs at 9:59 for a 10 a.m. interview. So we can make it in plenty of time. Because that's what God has given us. Time to think, time to refresh, time to make our own time. Time to magnetize the world around us. Time to connect and with our kinetic energy. Time to recognize our kinetic energy. Our inertia we can create for the year we want to have. So let's do it. Let's connect. Let's be kinetic and let's adapt in 2021. I'm Alex Garrett, where we're always adapting. Thanks be to God. So. Wake up, the members of my nation. It's your time to be. There's no chance.